KISS PR Brand Story Podcast. Amplify your stories by getting you featured in large news outlets like Associated Press, Yahoo News, Fox, NBC, ABC News affiliates, over 500 news sites, submitted to Bloomberg, journalists, bloggers, and now the podcast. Feature story is...
History of the Episcopal Church Foundation and the philanthropic roles it has played since inception. The Episcopal Church Foundation, ECF, was founded in 1949 by the Right Reverend Henry Knox Sherrill, 1890-1980, at a time when the Episcopal Church, like the country, was growing in size and developing centralized, corporate models of governance and administration. Sherrill was a visionary and Christ-centered role model. He was devoted to the Church's mission and a committed leader of the ecumenical movement at both the national and international levels. The beginning. Sherrill founded ECF after being elected presiding bishop and seeking creative ways to disseminate resources to support the mission of the wider Church. With the exception of the presiding bishop, the board of directors was made up of lay people from the Church, business, and government from across the country. ECF continues to uphold this tradition as it lives out its commitment to the ministry of all the baptized and the promotion of effective lay-clergy partnerships. Initial duties of ECF. Initially, ECF funds were used to strengthen the Episcopal Church's infrastructure as well as to expand its work across the country and around the world. ECF established a revolving loan fund that aided in the construction of hundreds of Episcopal churches in the United States and abroad. Furthermore, through its fellowship program, ECF supported doctoral students who planned to teach in Episcopal Church seminaries. ECF also supported numerous local outreach ministries across the country. For nearly four decades, Sherrill's original vision for ECF informed and motivated new levels of giving, resulting in significant financial resources for important Episcopal Church programs that would otherwise go unfunded. Episcopal Church Building Fund. In the late 1980s, ECF transitioned from Sherrill's operational model to a more programmatic portfolio. The Episcopal Church Building Fund took over ECF's responsibilities for church building loans, and ECF focused on new areas of work, such as clergy health and wholeness, which later became the Credo Program, which is now administered and funded by the Church Pension Group, CPG. ECF launched and spun off other initiatives that grew a network of individuals, congregations, and dioceses all committed to advancing healthy and strong leadership throughout the Church. Stewardship and Philanthropy. In 1995, ECF took on primary responsibility for planned giving throughout the Episcopal Church, ushering in a new era of stewardship and philanthropy. This philanthropic movement now includes consultation and support for endowment management and general fundraising. Simultaneously, ECF created educational and training events, published a popular monthly magazine called Vestry Papers, conducted church-wide research, and expanded its role in the broad area of leadership development. As the 21st century began and ECF approached its 60th anniversary, it articulated and implemented a new mission of assisting Episcopal faith communities in visioning and planning, developing leadership, and raising financial resources for ministry. The original Fellow Grants became the Fellowship Partners Program, Vestry Papers became the website ECF Vital Practices, and the organization established itself as a major resource center for the Episcopal Church. Bishop Sherrill's leadership style and original vision for his beloved organization are consistent with the fact that ECF has not been burdened with the old but has instead lived creatively into the newness of these times. Looking back over the past 73 years, ECF now moves forward into the future with the same hope and promise of the gospel that inspired its founder. ECF seeks to support programs and services related to leadership and financial resource development within the Episcopal Church. In recent years, ECF has been especially focused on supporting programs that help clergy and lay leaders develop their skills in stewardship, financial management, and fundraising. Lastly, ECF provides educational resources on topics like planned giving and endowments, which can help congregations secure their financial futures. By supporting these initiatives, UCF is working to ensure that the Episcopal Church can continue to make a positive impact in the world for years to come. It has been involved with the following philanthropic programs since its founding. Establish the Revolving Church Building Loan Fund. Helped establish the Alban Institute. Started the Doctoral Fellows Program, now known as the Fellowship Partners Program. Sponsored the Pusey Report on Theological Education. Helped create the College for Bishops. Helped to provide support to the Consortium of Endowed Episcopal Parishes, CEEP, now the Episcopal Parish Network. Helped to sponsor the Episcopal Network for Stewardship, TENS, sponsored and managed the Fresh Start Program. Served as the Secretariat for the Global Anglicanism Project, GAP, and worked on multiple more projects. The Gist. The Episcopal Church Foundation is a nonprofit organization that works to strengthen, revitalize, and transform Episcopal faith communities. The organization is thriving in its mission to inspire and nurture church leaders, assist in the raising and management of financial assets, and provide high-quality and innovative resources and ideas for use throughout the church. Contacts. Dan Imbott. Address: 3613 Hood Avenue, San Diego, California 9212. Phone: 858-655-5831. Email: dan@wispiseo.com. Website: wispiseo.com. Via CISPR.com. Press Release Distribution Service. Media Contact: oz@CISPR.com.
Thank you for listening to our Brand Story podcast, powered by KISS PR Brand Story. Want to get featured on a story like this? Visit story.kisspr.com.